Few things on this earth tug harder at the strings of my heart than seeing the look of our grandson watching us as we walk up the front sidewalk, as his parents hold him up to us, and then he leans forward towards us. Both of his tiny hands are reaching out with a beaming smile. Or what about when he walks up, straining his head back to look up into our eyes, grabbing our legs as if to say, "Please hold me, lift me, bring me closer. I just melt." There's nothing we wouldn't do for him at that moment. But honestly, do you ever find yourself approaching God that way? Or do you come to him with a personal agenda? Do you come close for a reason other than merely coming close, humble, and pure in his presence? Well, I pray this meditation from Revelation chapter 7 will help you have an even greater longing to come near to your Creator, to submit yourself to the arms of God, to humble yourself in his presence. Imagine yourself now kneeling as you look up into the loving eyes of God. As we continue now into meditation, whether the first rays of morning sun or the long shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to contemplate seeking after God, growing in your desire to humbly come closer to God. And as your eyes begin to close now without effort, center on this place of surrender for a still moment, this time of yielding, and a silent whispered prayer of commitment to the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now in this divine moment, listen and respond to John chapter 12. And as I lead us, answer, "Lord God, I kneel before you." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. A large crowd of Passover visitors took palm branches and went down to the road to meet him. And Lord God, I kneel before you. The crowd then shouted, "Praise God!" And Lord God, I kneel before you. They shouted, "Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail to the King of Israel." And Lord God, I kneel before you. For a moment longer, rest in the divine presence, your body and your soul postured in humility before God. Take a moment here to collect your thoughts. Are you approaching God with a personal agenda or motive? Well, in a humble time of confession, whisper them in your mind. Well, for a moment, take note and confess any pride or ill motive in how you're coming to God. Are you coming to him for a reason other than merely coming close? Well, kneel before him simply to kneel before him. Don't be frightened by any distractions, but simply note your thoughts as they arise and fall away as you kneel. For this next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, "Lord God, I kneel now before you." Center now on the Holy Spirit transforming your mind and your motivations to become those of Christ. Center on your response as you bend your knee. Is your mind being pulled away? Not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and center back on being humbled in the presence of God. Take another minute in peace as you whisper your centering prayer, "Lord God, I kneel before you." Center to when you're breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Take several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just be aware of each. Allow each deep belly breath to bring you low now before God. Each breath out humbling you. Each exhale lowering your head as you bow before Him. If your thoughts wander, just recognize it as part of growing spiritually. And I'll give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer, "Lord God, I kneel before you." Continue on now as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. And we'll begin in the Amplified Bible. After these things I looked, and this is what I saw. A vast multitude, which no one could count, gathered from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages of the earth, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, Christ, dressed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. What did you feel after hearing this passage? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what God is whispering back to you as you approach Him. After these things I looked, and this is what I saw. A vast multitude, which no one could count, gathered from every nation and from all tribes and peoples and languages of the earth, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, Christ, dressed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. What did you feel even deeper this second time? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of approaching God for no other reason but being near Him. Listen once more, now from the New King James Version. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, all standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands. What did you become aware of after listening again? Before this next minute, return to your breathing and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you closer to the Holy Father and the Son sitting together on the throne. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the New Living Translation. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, all standing in front of the throne before the Lamb. And they were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you most enjoy about being in the presence of God? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, Just pause, breathe, and return to the humbling presence of God. While resting, in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see God approaching you. What can you imagine seeing in His eyes? What does He see on your face? With each step, I want you to feel your own earthly needs dropping away, your list growing shorter and shorter, leaving nothing but a pure and clean heart as you now kneel humbly before your Creator and His risen Son. This complete satisfaction by merely being close to them. Take this minute now and contemplate your emotions in His presence. Are there lingering thoughts of pride, arrogance, or earthly desires? Well, let this be a time of contemplation and confession as you settle deeper into the peace found only in the presence of God. Center once more now on your breathing, and when you feel ready, and not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to the delight of God. I pray your life feels a bit more centered and at peace than when we began. And as you walk along the path today and encounter others stumbling or struggling to find their own way, consider how God might use you to bring them to Him, a safe place to kneel. But for now, let me pray this closing benediction for you to see yourself standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. You are clothed in a white robe and holding palm branches in your hands. In that moment to come, and at this moment now, may you remain bowed before Christ, submitted to the Holy Spirit, and humbled before the Holy Father, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.